Lynchburg's 10th annual Guns N' Hoses charity softball game is coming up Sunday, July 9th at City Stadium, 2:45 p.m. And right now, we are going to talk about that with Donnie Smith from the Lynchburg Fire Department. Donnie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so at 10 years now, so we've had nine of these. So the first question is, which side has the advantage here, you guys or the police?
Well, you know, we always have the advantage, but we do have the best overall record. We've got 5 wins. They've got 4 wins. You know, I keep hearing from guys over there that they've put together quite the team this year to go ahead and try to even it up, but we're going to try to stop that from happening.
No, I can imagine, and I would guess that the 5 wins you had, they've been blowouts, and the 4 wins for them, really close games, squeakers, just barely were able to pull off the win.
Yeah, that's pretty sums it up pretty good, yeah.
And so now, what are the charities that are benefiting from the Guns N' Hoses game?
Well, the Lynchburg City Fire Department, we support the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and this is just one of the many things that we do throughout the year to try and raise money for that. The Lynchburg City Police Department, they support the Special Olympics, and again, this is just one of the many things they do. And, you know, we always like to talk a little trash before the game, but, you know, to be honest with you, I'm honored to be on the field with those guys from the police department. I have so many good friends from there. It's a fun game. We are competitive, but at the same time, we understand that, you know, it's just a charity game. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all still have each other's backs out here while we're serving the city of Lynchburg. Again, I mean, this is one of those things that everybody on that field, they're out there for the right reasons. We're proud to be out there. We're proud to do that game. We're proud to support our charities and, you know, just kind of put on a good show for the fans when they come out.
Now, one thing we do want to make a point of is that it's very important to get tickets in advance. Why is that?
Because when you buy the advance ticket, that extra money that you pay for the ticket, it actually goes to our charity. If you buy tickets at the gate the day of the game, that money goes straight into the Lynchburg Hillcats. But anything you buy in advance, it goes to us for our charities. You can buy the tickets at the Lynchburg Police Department Information Desk. You can ask for Audrey Gallahan. She'll take care of you. Or you can come to Fire Administration and talk with Chief Greg Wormser. Just ask for Tex, and he'll take care of you.
Now, is anyone actually, are you allowed to use guns and or hoses during the game?
No, ma'am. You will not see any of that stuff.
Can you imagine just a fire hose just hosing down the infield?
Yes.
The Hillcats game has been called off for this evening.
It would be a great way to keep somebody off of first base. You know, you just put the
hose
on them.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind setting up a fire hose. You know, if somebody comes along, we'll go ahead and make sure they never make it there.
I understand that you have in the past, the fire department has used donuts to try to lure the police officers off base to be picked off. Is that right?
It is, and it's actually been very effective. Very effective.
What do they use on you, on the fire department?
Well, you know, we're pretty much untouchable, so they haven't really come up with anything yet to get us. Right?
They don't start a fire in the outfield or anything like that?
No, they haven't tried that yet. Now, that would be very enticing if they did, but they haven't tried that yet.
All right, so once again, the 10th annual Guns N' Hoses charity softball game is coming up Sunday, July 9th, 2:45 at City Stadium. Tickets, $10 each. Get them in advance at the Fire Administration Building or at the Police Department. Get them in advance because that way the money goes to support the Muscular Dystrophy Association and Special Olympics. Donnie Smith with the Lynchburg Fire Department, thanks for talking with us this morning.